He's so much more of a child now. Like, yeah. Just a child.
Old people, I mean, your parents aren't that old, but old people, I feel like you tend to kind of revert back to that. Like, that's what children and really old people are so similar. Like, they go to the bathroom wherever they want. They eat. It's disgusting to watch them eat. It's okay if they sit around and, like, tell you about their dreams. Nobody else can tell you, like, oh, this happened in my dream.
Uh-huh.
Only old people and children can get away with it.
Well, yeah, and you know, the next story I tell will be the same sort of thing about the childishness. But I think what happens when you're retired is then you just your habits become worse and worse. Like, yeah. So I'm learning that. It's gonna be like I kill them. Someone's gonna die, is what I'm gonna say.
Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Old people go to the bathroom wherever they want. They eat. It's disgusting to watch them eat.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat Runner. This is episode 2640. The 9th of March 2018. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to do a little nattering. We got some voice letters, and there was something in the villa mailbox. Hello, Panthers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, you're Panthers today, because y'all, today we're at the coal mine. By the way, y'all, you know, Gus Chad, that Gus Chad, yesterday had the excellent question of, do I work for the Coles? Do they pay me? Does the Coles pay me? And, you know, I didn't take ownership of it. Y'all, that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, said, Big Freddy, I thought you worked at the coal mine. Big Fatty, he is not right. But I got a kerfuffle off of that. Y'all, evidently, yesterday's little show was the train wreck that I promised. Cause y'all, Big Fatty, don't start it again. You'll get Brian and Dad Bria all on your ass again. Well, you know, evidently I had a lot of ums and uhs and uhs and ums. Yes, Big Fatty, 20 minutes of them. Evidently, y'all, I advertised it as a train wreck. And thank you for that 5-star review, Brian and Danbury. Yes, Big Fatty, he's, you know, a former number one fan. It's true. And y'all, they've had a lot of snow up there. But anyway, the reason you're Panthers today is because y'all, it is coal mine for socialization day, and y'all, we're going to the picture show. We're going to the picture show, and we had a choice of you could go to three picture shows. You could go to the Redbreast. No, the what is it? It's the Redbird, or I don't know what it is. It's or you could go to the Game Night Guys. Big Fatty, I thought they stopped. They did, but they evidently have made a movie. Or you could go to the Panther, and y'all, that's what I'm going to. Yes, Big Fatty, it's the complimentary popcorn and the picture show. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, today, or this weekend, we have not one, not two, not three, not, we have four. Big Fatty, we have four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, by the way, yesterday, Thursday, which I did not have this on my mark and calendar, I'm going to put it on there right now. Y'all, it was Big Ricky's anniversarium. And to the provider. Happy belated anniversarium to Big Ricky and the provider. Yes, Big Daddy, but y'all today for right. Y'all, we've got an important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he is up there in the Minnesota Big Daddy. You know it's cold up there. It's true. Y'all, it's Eric. It's Eric in the Minnesota. And y'all, Eric would call into, if I remember correctly, Eric used to call into the little show a long time ago, but hadn't heard from him in a while. So, Eric, if you're still listening, get off your ass and call. It's true. And y'all, then on Sunday, we have three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, it's the Christina and the Kansas. It's Christina and the Kansas. And y'all, Big Fanny, where is she from? I'm not sure. But Christina and the Kansas, I believe, is involved in the horror. Out there in the Kansas. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, then somebody else involved in the horror. Y'all, he's on the Pod Cubs. Y'all, it's that Daddy Dave. Oh, Big Freddy, we love Daddy Dave. Well, we love everybody. And y'all, then somebody who was at the last Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages, and he was around for a while, but y'all, he's kind of disappeared here lately. Y'all, is that Willie So Silly? Yes, Big Fanny, most Willies are silly. So y'all, if you see Eric in the Minnesota, or Christina in the Kansas, or Daddy Dave, or Willie So Silly on the 20 or the Face Space, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fanny, I hope they all get a big ol' for right good piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Make a wish, Christmas tree, Christmas heart, and your wish will come true.
Yeah, Gusset. Now, y'all, I got a package today, and y'all, I don't have any idea what it is. I've been getting notices that a package was put in the mail to Big Fatty, because you know I have that tracking. You know, if something's coming to the villa. Yes, Big Fatty is. And y'all, it's coming from the Cincinnati. Up there, WKRP land in the Ohio, and y'all, it's come today, and y'all, I've taken the scissors and undone the tape, but I hadn't opened it yet. I'm just gonna open it right now. Oh, there's a little card. There's a little card here. Let's just open the little card, and let's just see what it says. Oh, Big Fatty, look, what is that? A daisy, and it's got it's glitter. That's what it is. It's a glitter card. And yo, it says right here, it says, oh, this is an Easter. This is an Easter. Oh, I'm just going to put it right back in there. It's a little Easter gift at. I'm going to just hold off. It says Happy Easter on it. So y'all, we're just going to tape that right. We're going to put that right back in there. We're going to open that. We'll open it on good for right. So, y'all, was it just, yes, Big Fanny, you gonna remember, I'll remember to open a box. Big Fanny, you just sounds vulgar when you say that. Yes, Big Fanny.
You're hamming it up with Big Fanny. Oh, he is fat as sin, and talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh,
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Casey in Denver. I have a late entry to the so-so question. It's probably too late, but I'm going to ask it anyway because it just came to me this morning in the shower. And my question is, when they're singing and you're hamming it up with Big Fatty, oh, he's as fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him, but I don't know why. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Is that meant to be a triple entendre? That hamming it up part? Thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, I guess you all that, of course, is that KC in Denver and his Big Fatty was his giant penis. I believe that there was a duo there. KC, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And KC, it's a good thing this came in late because this is an excellent question. Big Fatty is it a triple entendre? Thank you for singing that, and think of Big Fatty while you're naked in the shower, lathering up that giant penis of yours. I don't really have an answer. I don't think there were any triple entendres. Harmed in the singing of that song. However, I do believe that triple entendre was the old gal stripper name back in the 50s. The 1850s. Is anyone watching? Oh, Big Fatty! I don't know. I'm not sure. Was Squeaky Kitty? Do you know what that was? Oh, Big Fatty! I'm not sure what that was, but Squeaky Kitty, can you tell us who that? Oh, okay. Okay. Oh. 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 So I'm. Okay. Well. We'll see if they call back then. Okay. Well. First of all, thank you for calling. Always lovely. To hear your squeaky voice, and you know the old say, the old squeaky wheel gets the what do they, Adam? What do they get the Earl, the squeaky. Never mind, Big Fatty, move forward.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. I am calling with a couple of different updates of sorts. One, my power is finally back on. It went out Friday the 1st, right? No, Friday was the 2nd. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I can tell time. Went out on Friday and apparently came back on at about 9:30 Saturday night, but I had already been safely ensconced in SpaceX with Billy's apartment because I couldn't sleep Friday night because I'm too dependent on my CPAP machine and, you know, no power, no CPAP, no sleep. I was not a happy Princess Hannah yesterday. But we did, before we went back to his place, stop at the CVS's. I got a 6-pack of the sparkling black raspberry water. And 4 packages of the Airhead Bites. I haven't gotten those in quite a while, so it was nice to get them for once. And I spent, well, technically he spent $6.17, and we saved $9.70 for a 62% saving because the water was normally $4.99. I got it for $3.99. The Airhead Bites were buy one, get one half off. And then I had $6 in CVS coupons. So, you know, for that. And then, I'm going to take a moment to complain about my local Mormon store. You know, the Hallmark place. At Christmas time, I bought a bunch of candles and ended up with one big, remaining big one in a scent that I didn't really want. So I went in on Saturday with a brand new unused candle, picked out the same size of a Yankee candle, and went to the register. I'm like, I just want to exchange this for this one. And the bitches gave me grief. Because, well, you know, well, that one's on sale, and this one isn't, and this scent's going out, and this one isn't. And I was like, just give me the fucking candle. But I ended up getting Yankee Candle new scent of sun-drenched apricot rose. And this smells quite nice. So I'll give you an update later on as to how it smells. But I'm going to watch some Judge Judy, drink my tea, and go to bed. Because the Oscars are on, there's nothing on TV. All right, love you, bye.
Dear Herr Garcia, that of course is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And Big Fanny, you know that candle? That candle, she says it's going to smell good. It's going to certainly smell better than that corned beef and cabbage you just ate. Once it's processed. Yes, Big Fanny, we don't need Digger's colon report yet. Princess Hannah, I'm glad your power's back on. I hope this latest storm didn't knock it out. And Big Fanny, I'm surprised the CVS... had power, but evidently they're not going to be able to keep the power on much longer.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear.
Hi.
A big city lawyer went duck hunting in rural Tennessee. He shot and dropped a bird, but it fell into a farmer's field on the other side of a fence. As the lawyer climbed over the fence, an elderly farmer drove up on his tractor and asked him what he was doing. The lawyer responded, "I shot a duck and it fell in this field, and now I'm going to go retrieve it." The old farmer replied, "This is my property, and you're not coming over here." The indignant lawyer said, "I am one of the best trial attorneys in the United States, and if you don't let me get that duck, I'll sue you and take everything you own." The old farmer smiled and said, "Apparently, you don't know how we settle disputes in Tennessee. We settled small disagreements like this with the three-kick rule." The lawyer asked, "What's the three-kick rule?" The farmer replied, "Well, because the dispute occurs on my land, first I kick you 3 times, and then you kick me 3 times, and so on back and forth until someone gives up." The attorney quickly thought about the proposed contest and decided that he could easily take the old codger. He agreed to abide by the local custom. The old farmer slowly climbed down from the tractor and walked up to the attorney. His first kick planted the toe of his heavy steel-toed work boot into the lawyer's groin and dropped him to his knees. The second kick to the midriff sent the lawyer's last meal gushing from his mouth. The lawyer was on all fours when the farmer's third kick to his rear end sent him face first into a fresh cow pie. The lawyer summoned every bit of his will and managed to get to his feet. Wiping his face with the arm of his jacket, he said, "Okay, you old fart, now it's my turn." The farmer smiled and said, "Nah, I give up. You can have the duck." Have a good day.
Dear Gussie Big Fanny, that was a good one. Yo, that was Jimmy Bear with our fright. Kerfuffle and Jimmy Bear, that was a good yes, Big Fanny. And thank you so much, Jimmy Bear. Y'all, you know, I couldn't remember that one that Sam in the Hinterlands had sent me the other day, but y'all, she sent me another one. Oh, Dick, I see y'all sent me another one. She says, "If sex with two people is a twosome, and sex with three people is a threesome, I see why he is called handsome. Big Fanny, it's vulgar. She's as vulgar as you are, Big Fanny." So, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, at the beginning of today's Lou Show, you hear the kids from over there at the Catching Up, and Mike Lawson, what do you think of Big Fatty these days?
Old people go to the bathroom wherever they want. They eat. It's disgusting to watch them eat.
Oh, just wait till that corned beef and cabbage goes through him like a duck.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.